Welcome to Season 8, Episode 48 of the Be Conscious Podcast. Today we are going to delve into those frustrating situations that, like clockwork, seem to occur over and over and over again. We've all heard the saying, same shit, different day, and I suspect that a vast majority of us can relate to it intimately. To me, it's indicative of a pattern that we recognize, I would say subconsciously, that repeats over and over again, even though we may not like it or want it to. And it usually feels familiar too, and pretty darn rotten. So how do we change these patterns? How we can disrupt these occurrences is something that has been sitting heavily with me, within my soul. Let's discover how we can change a pattern or break a cycle that is no longer serving us. Here we go.
Welcome to the Be Conscious Podcast, the show that brings you enlightened perspectives on the frequency of money, life's many challenges, and those heavy feelings that may be holding you back from living your best life. And now your host, Dr. Susan Nicholas.
Think about your everyday life. What's going on with you right now? Do you recognize that you, in fact, are in a number of repeating cycles? Let's focus on that something, a circumstance perhaps, that is occurring over and over again and that doesn't feel good. It might feel exhausting, and at times we can feel downright defeated by it. When we first notice or come into awareness of a recurring pattern or circumstance, our first instinct may be to resign to the idea that this is just how things are, or this is just how I am. Quite frankly, sometimes we have experienced the cycle for so long that we do not know what it is to be without it. These unwelcome cycles may be related to our personal relationships, the relationship we have with ourselves, our jobs, finances, or our feelings of security. Perhaps you repeatedly fail tests, like academic or otherwise, or frequently lose jobs, find yourself financially in cycles of debt or lack. Are you in a cycle of overwhelm right now, or in a romantic relationship that's abusive, unfulfilling, or somehow just not right? Perhaps you're a business owner and are noticing patterns there. Whatever the recurring pattern, notice it now. Bring it into your immediate awareness. Now I'm going to share with you a 7-year pattern that I've been experiencing related to my business and finances. Okay, so for the past 7 years, I've been growing my conscious business, the Human Consciousness Consortium media business. The way that this cycle began, I would say, was innocent, if you will. It was September of 2016 when this whole pattern started. I had just been fired from an investing job that I held. And at the time, I believed it was a sign that it was finally time for me to do what I am to really do, why I'm here on Earth, or what I'm really meant to do on this planet. In many ways, it was a scary time, but it felt good, like in a certain way. I felt brave. So immediately, I started writing my first book, The Duality of Being. And to be clear, there were no real red flags at the beginning. My expectations were such that I thought this situation was completely normal. Well, very quickly, I realized that the act of authoring a book was not supporting me financially. My severance package had run out, and I had begun feverishly looking for other work that could pay the bills so I could do my passion project, what I call my conscious work. That quickly turned into a cycle of me working as an independent contractor in the healthcare consulting space. And the idea was that when I wasn't on a project, I would resume my conscious work. I would resume writing and speaking and podcasting and broadcasting, all the things that I do in my conscious media company. I felt this was the only responsible thing to do. Now, mind you, at this time in my life, I was recently separated and I was a single mother. I had a child and a household to support. So this was to say that early on in the journey, I didn't suspect that anything was off. But then I began feeling conflicted because I realized that when I was doing the consulting job, I was just too tired and unmotivated to do my conscious work. And I would kind of be fighting it where I would make attempts to, for instance, move energy or take on new clients or create things like this podcast, not just in between the gigs, but during those consulting gigs, like after hours. Now, let me put this into context for you. These consulting projects would put me on the road, traveling around the country, staying in hotels or Airbnbs for 4 to 6 weeks at a time. And during these projects, it would be intense. I would work 12-hour shifts 7 days a week. Sometimes I was a project leader. I might have 20 or so consultants underneath me, working in various hospitals around the country. So this was very intensive work. Well, it didn't take very long for me to begin to feel depleted, and I would become frustrated and angry that this pattern was developing, like I could see it in real time. Needless to say, I did not know how to get out of it. I mean, I had bills to pay, right? I didn't know how to both support myself doing my creative work, my spiritual work. And so the pattern kept on for 7 years. Well, during the pandemic, I didn't have much consulting work nor speaking engagements, and relying on my conscious business was still not enough to support me. So there was this added layer of stress, this financial stress for me to work this business, to work my passion project. And so fast forward September of 2022, which was just about a year ago, I was hired to do a remote consulting project. It was the first remote project I had been offered or done. And I thought, awesome, I can earn money and be at home. And when I'm not working that 9-to-5 kind of gig, I can be doing my conscious work. So it seemed like perfect. It was a little bit of a compromise, but I was happy to have a regular paycheck again. Well, this project lasted for 9 months. And during that time, I started breaking out in hives. I was having heartburn. I was experiencing this excruciating, like, esophageal spasm. And once again, I started feeling unwell in myself. I realized that this pattern had to stop, that I couldn't do it anymore. It was emotionally, spiritually, and physically harming me. I began listening to my body. When that contract ended on the 31st of May of this year, of 2023, I began asking myself what I could do to finally break this cycle. I decided that I could no longer raise a conscious media company on my own and not the way that I had been doing it, that I had to do something differently. During this contemplation, I was guided in my dream state to bring on an executive board to help me. You see, I didn't have the money to hire anyone. And I didn't know how I could come out of the cycle. And then this idea came to me to just reach out and see who would be willing to join a board to help me move the company forward. Well, that's exactly what I did. And since that time, I brought on a board. We've had our first board meeting. I've been feeling so much better. That indigestion is long gone. I have not had any hives for several months now. And to be fair, I ended a long-term romantic relationship during this period too. So there were many things that had to change within me to finally break the cycle. Now, breaking a cycle isn't always instantaneous, but it doesn't have to take months or years either. Just think of how long you've been in the cycle. It doesn't take that long to get out of it. You have to trust me on this one. But it is a process, and you must mind the gap. Now, here's what I mean by that. There's a time and a space where you come into awareness of a pattern or cycle, and with every fiber of your being, you wish to change it. But there's a gap of time. There's a time and space before the actual changes that you desire begin to show up in your physical world. And what can happen in the gap, that time of awareness and the actual change occurring, is we can fall into patterns of worry, of panic, of anger, of frustration, of confusion, of maybe disbelief and distrust in ourselves. And that's yet another triggered cycle that brings you back into that lower vibrational state. And honestly, it ends up keeping you in your pattern or cycle. It doesn't allow you to break free. It still has a hold on you. And so there's this idea that when we make a decision, it's kind of like needing money. It's like you need it now. It's not like 3 months from now or 6 months from now. But the process to getting to that often takes time. So how do you break your cycle? How do you disrupt the pattern? The first thing to do is to acknowledge it. Not making it right or wrong or good or bad. This is not about judgment or judging it. It's about bringing awareness to what is happening inside of you, what you're experiencing, what relationship, job, situation, or circumstance that is no longer serving you. Once you notice that there is a pattern repeating itself, particularly a pattern that's not serving you, one that does not feel good, the awareness is enough to begin to make a crack or a fracture in that cycle. The second step is then to notice your feelings. Have you noticed that the things that keep recurring have feelings associated with them? The feelings associated with being in a pattern or cycle that you do not want or do not like can vary anywhere from acceptance that this is just how things are, to frustration, anger, and even fear. Or perhaps there's a generalized feeling of pain. What if we took those adjectives about the feelings surrounding the cycle and replaced it with simply the sensation of it? This is a way of removing the judgment we apply to our emotions. Describe how it feels when you experience an unpleasant pattern over and over again. You see, we energetically charge events in our lives with our emotions and feelings, because our feelings, they are a form of energy. These charges are often informed by our past experiences. You could say that it's a learned response, and we don't think anything's wrong with it, and perhaps nothing is wrong with it. It just is. The fact is, our emotional responses tend to validate how we are feeling inside. Now, let's examine this a little deeper. Do you feel a sinking feeling in your gut, perhaps? Do you feel pressure or intense heat in any area of your body? What about that unsettled feeling we experience when there's a fluttering in our heart center or in our gut? Sometimes we shake or sweat, stutter, or even lose our words altogether. The key here is to come out of your thinking mind, that judging mind, and into your essence, into the soul of you. When we come out of our head and come out of the analysis of the past, we move away from the definitions and the adjectives, and we come into our body, into our heart, where we can break these cycles, because we have the power to essentially transform any situation spiritually. Now, the third step lies in our thoughts and language. From a place of heightened awareness, indeed, our thoughts and language can change too. Instead of asking why is this happening to me and how do I stop it, instead ask, what is this teaching me? What is my immediate next step? What is this situation designed to show me about myself? What is my role in this circumstance? You see, the how and the when are all in the realm of the universe. We are here, we are embodied to learn and to grow. And if there is a how question, let it be, how is this experience meant to serve me? Remember, all of your life experiences are in your best and highest good, even if we don't perceive it as such. Our perceptions are often a result of our conditioning, whether it be social, familial, or societal. In the space of higher consciousness, everything is questionable. You see, there is a great deal of unlearning in the realm of consciousness. Now, the final step is to relax into it. Yes, I said relax into your situation from a place of higher awareness. If there's anywhere to find joy or have fun, this is where to do it. Examine within yourself where the separation occurred, or the illusion of separation from love. This last step can be challenging, and it is okay to forgive yourself here. You may be releasing the energies of patterns and cycles from many generations back. Higher awareness does not promise ease. It promises growth. The journey into consciousness is a convoluted one that requires you to feel all the way through it. On this journey, there are no accidents or coincidences. You recognize that you are the creator of your own life and are now charged with taking responsibility for what you create. It requires fearlessness, and for you to release limitations, embracing creation from a place of possibilities and potentials. On this journey, you are promised inner calm, wisdom, and ultimate freedom. Take the first step, and you will be forever changed.
Thanks for listening to the Be Conscious podcast with author, TEDx international speaker, and conscious coach, Dr. Susan Nicholas. Be sure to connect with her to stay up to date with her latest news and works. Learn more about her conscious speaking platform at susannicholas.org/speaking. Stay tuned for the next thought-provoking episode. And whether you are coming or going, looking inside or out, remember to be conscious.